Hey everyone, it's Tom Reagan and you're listening to the Pocket Podcast. I've been reading along in the book of John. During Easter, I read through the crucifixion and through the death and burial of Jesus. And so here the week after Easter, I came across a passage of scripture that really jumped off the page at me. This is from John chapter 20, and it's verses 24 and 25. What has happened? Jesus, after his resurrection, had appeared to Mary Magdalene and also to other disciples. But the one disciple, Thomas, oddly enough, somebody I share a name with, he didn't believe that the other disciples had seen Jesus. So verse 24 says, "Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said to them, 'Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.'" And as I've been thinking about that, I was thinking about, you know, my spiritual walk, my walk that I've had with the Lord for some time now. And I thought about this: how often do we put conditions on God to do something or not do something to prove himself to us? That was the question that really struck me about Thomas. You know, here he was in this situation. All of his disciples and friends were saying that they had seen Jesus after his death and burial, and they had seen him, and Thomas didn't want to believe them. Now, I can understand if it was just one person saying that they saw it, and I would think, oh, he's just, you know, making it up or whatever. But all these people came to him, and he said he would not believe it until he was able to put his fingers in the wounds of Jesus. And so just been thinking about that. We often get ourselves in situations and try to get out of it by saying, "God, you know, if you really love me, you'll do this for me. Or if you really love me, you'll do that for me." Or maybe you've been bold enough to say, "God, if you don't do this for me, I'll not believe in you anymore." Why do we have to have God prove himself to us? Are we trying to make God jump through hoops to prove himself to us? If we want God to prove himself to us, are we really just setting ourselves up as God? You know, that's something that I think we all wrestle with from time to time, is being God ourselves. We don't want to give up the throne to someone else. We want to sit on it ourselves. So something to think about as you go through the rest of this day. Have a great day and be the person that you were created to be.